keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
More Corona Chaos and Brett McDonald coming up. It's 5.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puseo. Investor anxiety over the coronavirus leads to the Dow's steepest drop since the 2008 financial crisis, the Dow falling 2,014 points.
The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to a record low. Oil prices sank 24%, and at one point, things got so bad that a key market circuit breaker was triggered moments after the opening bell in an effort to keep stocks from falling through the floor.
Fox's Christina Partsenevelis, the lockdown in Italy now extends to the entire country.
The number of coronavirus infections went up again from Sunday into Monday. Italian authorities had hoped by this time they would start to see those numbers going the other direction, and they're not.
Fox's Amy Kellogg in Florence. One Italian mayor says hospitals are at the point of collapse. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, maybe you didn't get a grip on it fast enough either. Good Lord. Stay calm.
Losing one's mind in the Costco line defies all explanation. Quilted chimes and water bottles stacked high in your Walmart wagon. Explain to me all the TP. It's Corona. Virus, stay calm. Take off the mask, you stupid ass. It won't protect your respiration. Seems to me you watch too much TV. It ain't the end of civilization. It's easy, man. Just wash your hands. It's coronavirus. Stay calm. If you got a fever and a cough and your body at work, even though you probably hate them. It's coronavirus, stay calm.
Well, I'm at least growing some confidence that conservatives, being the rational, level-headed people they are seeing this for what it is. It's been a weaponized event. It's a tragedy. The flu is not unusual, nor is a version of the flu, but when we're watching, well, we may not be able to hold the Olympics with people in attendance, and they're canceling events and concerts and all this stuff. That big festival in Austin was canceled. Austin is run by super liberals, and if they thought that this canceling that would further damage Donald Trump, they'd do it in a heartbeat. We'll just do a bigger one next year. It's got nothing to do with health. This has got everything to do with politics, and nobody is going to convince me otherwise. Sorry, it's just tragic. We're watching people's savings and 401ks get bludgeoned in the market. Just got to leave it there. It'll come back. But, you know, the damage from this, they don't care. The party that says they care about you does not care about you. They're cheering this on. They are cheering this on, some of them openly, most of them behind closed doors. This will be Trump's Katrina. Really? So you were happy about Katrina, even though the currently jailed mayor of New Orleans was the guy that really was responsible for most of those people getting killed. In fact, if you watch a legitimate documentary called Inside Hurricane Katrina from the National Geographic Channel, Nat Geo, I think it's online. Watch it. And then you tell me that George Bush did a lousy job. Or FEMA under Ron Brown. No, they had it going on. They were prepared. They urged New Orleans, 72 hours out, evacuate. And the Democratic governor, Blanco, and the mayor of New Orleans did not want to be seen as yes people to a president they despised. So they waited an extra 48 hours before the mandatory evacuation, and that's why so many people died.
And they're both gone. One of them's in jail.
Yeah, well, no surprise there. That's where most mayors. Baltimore just sent their mayor to jail. The same one that told people, give them room to destroy. during the Totally Bogus. That's another media event. The Freddie Gray, was it, in Baltimore, that six cops had their careers ruined over a phonied up charge. That's what they do, man. They don't care. If your car has been crumpled or crunched in a wreck, the place to take it is Montgomery Paint and Body. It's been the best place for 3.5 decades because Donnie Turner built the business on his principles, which is we're going to fix it all or we're not going to fix it at all. They were not interested in compromised arrangements. They were not interested in skipping steps in the repair process for their benefit. They wanted their customers to receive a car that was made to look good as new, maybe better. All the damage fixed. That's the most important part of what they do. Yes, they have state-of-the-art technologies and incredibly talented people to do the work, but it's the ethics that make the difference. So much so that one of America's largest insurance companies videotaped their processes specifically to show others, this is what we expect from you. This is how it should be done. That's good enough for me, and it has been several times, Rich Thomas and others. MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with a W. Brandt is 3 minutes away.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Montgomery police say they're conducting a death investigation after a fatal shooting early this morning. Police say at about 2:45, they responded to the 900 block of West South Boulevard after getting a report of a person shot. Plus, Montgomery public school leaders are proud to be turning a new leaf after regaining its full accreditation status. The good news was a purpose of a special called board meeting today after nearly 2 years of its accreditation status being under review. And lawyers for an Alabama sheriff seeking a delay in his theft trial falsely claimed the officer was being tested for the illness caused by the coronavirus. With Limestone County Sheriff Mike Blakely set to go on trial Monday on felony charges, his attorneys told a judge he was hospitalized and being tested for the COVID-19 disease. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Once again, this week we have a series of storm systems that'll be cruising through the area, and more rain is in the forecast. I think the evening is dry tonight, but scattered showers are possible well after midnight in the wee hours of the morning, overnight low temperature 56. Tomorrow, scattered showers around from time to time. Can't rule out a thunderstorm. With a high temperature in the low 70s tomorrow. I think we'll be in the mid-70s Wednesday. Showers and thunderstorms are likely, and the risk for more scattered showers, perhaps, on Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I got to get the gloves and soap. I got to get the gloves and soap. I got to sing happy birthday while washing my hands for 20 seconds. Whose birthday is it? The coronavirus is coming. I got to get the gloves and soap. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are there germs in here? How do I drive? Oh, my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I got to get the gloves and the soap. Oh, my God.
Whose birthday is it?
Yeah. His name is Vic DiBattista. Vic DiBattista. Here's a man we spoke to, seems like weeks ago, but it was actually this morning. Mr. Right on the Money. Brad.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. What a day.
Yeah, no doubt. What a day. How about it, huh? Started off this morning when I called in a special segment for the morning listeners. They're not used to that. I guess kind of shook up their breakfast, huh?
Well, I mean, it was a big breaking story, so I appreciated your expertise at the time, my friend.
No, absolutely. It wasn't a problem at all. No, it was a crazy day. There's no doubt about it. You know, and so first of all, let's take a little bit about what we talked about this morning and just quickly frame it up for everyone this afternoon who was not able to tune in or heard our comments this morning. First of all, this whole thing, I mean, we know the story with coronavirus. We know the global economic backdrop and this fear of a global slowdown. We know that story, but there was an added piece to it over the weekend, and more specifically in the last 24 hours, when talks broke down between the Saudis and the Russians. You know, they were trying to come to an agreement on daily production quotas with oil. Just because of this concern of a global slowdown, as you would imagine, oil prices are going to go down. And so the crude oil markets were watching this very, very closely. And when talks broke down, the Saudis decided to go their own way. And they broke ranks with everyone, and they said, we're going to increase production as much as we can at a certain price in order to generate enough cash flow to keep, basically, in layman's terms, to keep our people happy. Because, as I said this morning, we can't forget the fact that that Saudi Arabia is a monarchy. And so as long as you keep the people happy, and you keep them fed and you provide them that sustenance, you know, then you don't have anarchy on your hands. And so they had to do what they had to do to keep their folks happy, right? So, but when that happened and crude oil fell this morning when I called, we were down 30% on the price of crude. So then the question becomes, why did that cause the U.S. equity markets to take such a nosedive? And here's the answer. The answer is because you've got roughly $750 billion in debt that has been issued mostly by European banks. These are the dollar-denominated loans I spoke of all of last year. But this is what's been issued to these U.S. oil and gas exploration and production companies. They are leveraged to the gills all the way from North Dakota down to Texas. And so when you think about the operational leverage that's lost, think about their P&L. Every one of us who's ever run a business, you know, you start with that top line revenue. Well, if you have a bunch of debt and you have to pay that debt to fund your operations and that revenue drops precipitously, you can't pay your debt. And that's the problem. And so there's this great fear out there now that you're going to see defaults showing up all across in the junk bond arena, the high yield bond land, and that's going to create a lot of financial losses for banks, particularly, as I said, those European banks. So that's why we saw energy stocks in particular really, really get hit hard, and I mean bad. Let me quantify bad. We're talking anywhere from 25% to 50% in a single day.
Wow.
For most of these energy companies I'm talking about. Real blood in the streets. And so you got two different stories, as I said. You got the global growth story, which obviously the U.S. is a big part of, and then you've got this unique sort of paradox that's going on behind the scenes. So here's what we're doing. First of all, what I want to say is, almost every client that's listening to us right now or listening to me speak about this right now, I want to tell them, you know, our largest portfolio model, which is our growth with income model, I think this year is down about 6%. The stock market, the S&P 500, is down a little over 20% right now. So we're only capturing roughly 30% of the downside. For those of our clients who are income with moderate growth, or income with capital preservation, you're very, very close to break even at this point. So we are extremely happy and very proud of our performance so far this year. And what have I always said? It's about knowing what you own and why you own it and controlling the risk. It's risk management, and that's what we try to do here. The other thing I would say today, we took almost all of our bond exposure off the table. I don't know if you've seen what's happening in treasuries, but these yields have gotten to ridiculously low
microscopic
levels. Unbelievable. So there's just not a whole lot of value there anymore. I just don't see it. Our team doesn't see it. We had an emergency investment committee meeting this morning, and we made the decision to go ahead and exit our high-quality sort of AAA-rated fixed income exposure we had that has done so well for us this year. We exited the positions. We've gone to cash. We also took our gold position, which we have been awfully proud of throughout the last really 9 months, and we put 3% trailing stop loss orders on that position. So we want to give, if this is going to continue, obviously we want to continue to capture the upside in gold, which I've always said is sort of a hedge against politicians and chaos, which we sort of have right now. But if it does start to pull back on any sort of positive news, then we probably would execute and get filled on that stop order, and that would go to cash as well. Looking forward, as I've also said, I think this is one of those times where it's a tremendous opportunity for the right, you know, the right group of people. And last week, you know, Friday, I called in on a special call, and I said we were working on a special new portfolio model. For lack of a better name, we're just calling it the coronavirus opportunities model.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very unique portfolio model, something that's a little bit outside of what we normally do. And for the right type of person, it could potentially be a great potential opportunity over the next 12 to 24 months with outside potential gains.
Let me jump in here. You know, my stepson, Shondor, he is a major in finance at AUM. He came to me over the weekend. He said, I want to make an appointment to see Brandt. He's got a savings account. He wants to take that out and meet with you and do exactly what you're discussing. Put it into something. He says, this is an opportunity to grow in this. And that's pretty much what you're telling us here. He's very serious about it, and I need to make that happen. It just so happened, the way you described it was very much the way he said it to me. Oh, he's a genius. So.
Oh, yeah. He really is. And obviously, it goes without saying, would love to see him. So please do bring him by or get Raj to do it.
I'm going to, by the way, ask him if he wants me to put his birthday gift in advance to add to his kitty, his starter.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Yeah, he just loves studying this stuff, and I was proud to hear, you know, he's not, look, we've seen so much of what's going on is fear-driven, and when you look at the numbers, Brand, Rosie found a story earlier quoting CBS News directly, the number of cases of coronavirus in the United States has soared to 500.
I know it.
More people got
it
worse.
Really is.
It's so insane what's going on.
It really does sort of boggle the mind. There's no doubt about it. Now, I will say, coronavirus is one deal, and we all know what that is. We can talk about that. This credit market issue in the energy patch is a very serious problem.
Yes.
That's not a lightweight problem. That's a very, very serious problem. $750 billion is a lot of money in debt and loans on those balance sheets. And if you don't see an improvement in crude oil pretty soon, then you are going to start seeing bankruptcies, and a lot of them, in my view. But therein lies the opportunity or the potential opportunity. And mm-hmm. I just have to stress to everyone out there listening, you know, if you've never met with a professional and really had someone sit down and help you understand what your true risk profile is, you need to do that before you act on any sort of advice or any of this stuff I'm talking about. You really have to do that first. Some people may want to get involved, but they really have no business being in the stock market.
Well,
you know?
we're gonna make a statement of that doesn't engage fear. So we'll be coming to see you soon. In fact, I'll have Mrs. Ritterbuttle make that appointment.
Well, that would be fantastic.
He's eager to do it, and I'm eager to support it. I wouldn't do it if I thought it was crazy. I wouldn't do it. But we're talking to you, and you're the guy with the level head. At least today, people started out knowing what was going on, and I appreciate the fact that you took time out at 8. If it's crazy again tomorrow, do calls.
No, yeah, we you know, we're going to be dialing in, and if we wake up in the morning and it's even crazier, I may call into the morning show as well. But
any hint on after hours as to where it may be going from here?
You know, after hours is about the same, still extremely volatile. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, like I said this morning, I mean, for those of us or for people out there who are not nearing retirement yet or they're not retired, you really don't need to worry about this. You just need to keep putting your money in like you've always done within your risk profile and whatever your portfolio model should be, and not worry about this. We've seen these things come and go. I've been managing money for 31 years. Once every 5 or 6 years, we come across these types of situations. And let me tell you, every time they've proven to be great opportunities, we work our way through it. And I think right now we're probably in about a 2 to 3 month window where the window is open.
Mm-hmm.
The window is open. But when it closes, it will close fast, and you will see a snapback rally, and we will be back to market highs. So who knows when that's going to happen, but I can tell you we're in the mood to be buying stuff, which is why we created this portfolio model, this special model. If anyone wants to see it, please give us a call. We'll share it with you. No strings attached,
I was going to say, it's time for me to give your number out. So here it is, 387-0094. When you have days like today, it's great to be able to pick up the phone and call a dedicated team of people that can answer questions. 387-0094. That's McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brant, thank you as always for your time.
Absolutely, buddy. Hang in there. Keep the faith. It's all going to be okay.
I believe you.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I believe you. My emotions right now are not about fear. I am saddened by what I'm witnessing, and I'm not the market thing. That's in. To some extent, a separate entity because of the oil issue. The corona craziness that, you know, I wonder what today would have been like without that corona insanity. Probably not nearly as bad as it ended up being. But again, the people that win are the people that recognize where there's opportunities. And that's why we suggest you talk to Brant, 387-0094.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You're listening at 524. You're just in time for a silly segment. And I picked up something from Tim Hawkins to play to lighten it up this afternoon.
Hey.
Ooh. At 524. That's coming up first, though.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a very busy I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery, but no issues there. The boulevard's very heavy all the way around the city at the major intersections, especially East Boulevard from Atlanta Highway to the Wetumpka Highway. We've got an accident, Taylor and Vaughn. Also, Taylor Road very congested. At the entrance to East Chase, a second accident on Taylor Road has giving some problems to folks trying to exit 85 northbound at Taylor or get into East Chase. It's a mess there. You might want to avoid that for the next few minutes if possible. We've got an accident in Wetumpka right near the car wash before the old Montgomery Highway. Slow traffic into Wetumpka and kind of backed up all the way to the Walmart Supercenter. It is a busy afternoon. Use caution. Buckle up. We will keep you updated. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon Wireless, GameStop, and much more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it. My wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Well, any normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin. Yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try. Yoga pants. So soft and so sleek. Yoga pants. Feels good on my cheeks. Yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath.
Are we happy?
I am gay.
Well, that's another word for happy. That's Larry Craig. Remember that? Flap. He was the Idaho Republican senator. He was arrested in Minneapolis in the airport.
Is that the foot tapper?
Yeah, there was a little foot thing, and he got confused.
I am gay.
No, that was, what's his name, from New Jersey.
I am gay. I am not gay. I am gay. I am not gay. I am not gay. I never have been gay.
Make up your mind.
Well, he lost his job anyway.
Yeah. That was the guy in the restroom, right?
Yeah. There was a little, supposedly, there was some kind of a code going on. I don't even want to think about that.
I was just checking to make sure he was okay.
Yeah, that's right. Let's talk about the Bears now, shall we? Oh, let's see. I am... Listener Shane wanted me to look at something he posted. Okay, people, I don't normally post or make comments unless I see stuff getting way out of hand, so I'll let you into my role for a moment. I don't have to be told to wash my hands. My hands get washed an average of 20 to 25 times a day. Even I've been wearing gloves. If you get the pleasure of shaking my hand, rest assured, whether I know you or not, I will be washing my hands afterwards. I wear gloves when I work on just about anything or pumping gas. I'm actually more apt to wear gloves when I work on the inside of a vehicle than the outside. Not because I'm afraid of getting dirty, but because I know people can have nasty hands. This is true. I mean, that's kind of what they've been telling us. Well, they've been licking their fingers at press conferences. Right? And he goes on here. He says, so all of you sniffing, sneezing, coughing, aching, germ-spreading coronavirus fearmongers, take up some of the weird guy's habits, and you might just get through this latest frenzy. I'm going to put a big like on that, Shane, because you are correct. It is nothing more than a whole load of fear-mongering. Put on your yoga pants and relax. They'll make you feel funny.
That's a good funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Oh, man.
I've never had any on.
5:33 here, the children in the attic hour.
I'm sorry.
That's kind of what this is. And you know, we are right now, I think March 10th or the 15th, I forget, Rich told us this morning, you probably remember, Rosie, we are at the close to the average day where we have our last real freeze. It's still possible that it can happen as early or as late, rather, as April. But for the most part, it's been a pretty mild winter. Wet one, but mild. That's the pattern. Winds coming off the Pacific more often than the polar conditions. Either way, it's actually a more stressful time on your comfort system because it's hot one day and cool the next, and you're going back and forth. The electric bills weren't too bad, but the gas bill was way up this month because we had that cold spell back in February. Either way, don't let your system work without getting it some health care, if I may use that term. That's what a Clark's Club membership is. It's TLC, the love of Clark's, twice a year, out to your house to clean, inspect, and check out your system, make sure there's nothing going on that could lead to a systemic failure. Bobby Clark told me that a unit should last over 20 years, 20 to 30, if it gets TLC. That's why I say you want TLC, get it from Clark's, and it's such a great investment, $159 for those two annual tune-ups. If you were to order those a la carte from a place, you know, from an online ad or something, you'd be paying a lot more than that. And you're guaranteed, because it's still a machine, machines can break. When you call Clark's at 277-2125, you're going to hear we're on the way. The guarantee of urgent care service, because you'd be amazed how quickly things can get miserable on a hot summer day or on a cold night if something isn't providing the comfort it's supposed to. Their plumbers are beyond talented. They're amazing, in my opinion. I've used them numerous times. So you got the infrastructure and comfort of your home covered with one call, 277-2125, or you can look them up online at clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. We were talking a moment ago, I have adapted to this time change about as well as I ever have, and this is always the tough one. But Rich and I were talking about it going into the weekend, and you know, we each shared some things that we were going to do to make sure that we weren't, you know, awake at 11 p.m. staring at the ceiling and trying to... This morning, we had a blast. Everybody was rested. It went pretty... Except for Jay.
It sounded good.
Yeah.
Did it look good? That's what I want to know.
I don't ever watch. I just listen. But in my head, you look great. Casket hair and all.
That's why I keep forgetting. You can check us out on TV every morning around 6:40. Oh, it's a note from Mitch McConnell. Dear friend, this is the last thing I wanted to do on a Monday, but I need to reach out to you today to let you know we failed to reach our February end-of-month fundraising goal. Here's what I don't understand about these. I know this is a setback, so in order to make up the difference, some generous supporters have offered to 5 times match all donations in the next 48 hours only. So if I donate 10, these mystery people will donate 50.
Right.
Well, that's nice, but I want to know who. Where is this money going to be used? And why do I keep getting 500 of these?
You do it one time, and then you're on the list.
Yeah. I spent the week before last unsubscribing.
Oh, totally worth it. Call them spam.
And they're still coming, a good number. I still haven't unsubscribed from the source. There's like a, what do they call that? Not an apex, but a something that's the originating spot, like patient zero. What do they call that? Somebody knows that word.
Oh, hopefully it's them.
Probably not. Let's check traffic while we're finding out. Apex, Centric.
Ground zero.
Wait. Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We got slow traffic on 85 northbound from about Union Street up to Ann Street. We've got a slowdown from Ann Street on 85 southbound and an accident right near Union Street that is causing a little bit of a problem for folks traveling southbound up to the merge. 65 north and southbound looking good at this hour. The boulevard is busy all the way around the city at the major intersections. We've got an accident being cleaned up. Taylor at Vaughn, also at Taylor Road at East Chase, that's causing a little bit of a problem. Taylor Road very congested from Atlanta Highway all the way to Vaughn Road. Atlanta Highway busy from Federal Drive all the way to Taylor. We got an accident in Wetumpka just past the car wash before you get to the old Montgomery Highway. It's got slow traffic into Wetumpka, backed up as far as the Walmart Supercenter. Use caution wherever you are this afternoon. Buckle up and keep it here for more traffic info at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter Toyota RAV4s are as low as $189 per month with approved credit. There's a great selection of RAV4s and more at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Montgomery Public School leaders are proud to be turning a new leaf after regaining its full accreditation status. The good news was the purpose of a special called board meeting today after nearly 2 years of its accreditation status being under review. Plus, Montgomery police say they are conducting a death investigation after a fatal shooting early this morning. Police say at about 2:45, they responded to the 900 block of West South Boulevard after getting a report of a person shot. And lawyers for an Alabama sheriff seeking a delay in his theft trial falsely claimed the officer was being tested for the illness caused by the coronavirus. With Limestone County Sheriff Mike Blakely set to go on trial Monday on felony charges, his attorneys told a judge he was hospitalized and being tested for the COVID-19 disease. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
everybody. Once again, this week we have a series of storm systems that'll be cruising through the area, and more rain is in the forecast. I think the evening is dry tonight, but scattered showers are possible well after midnight in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature 56. Tomorrow, scattered showers around from time to time. Can't rule out a thunderstorm. Well, high temperature in the low 70s tomorrow. I think we'll be in the mid-70s Wednesday. Showers and thunderstorms are likely, and the risk for more scattered showers, perhaps, on Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm here to tell you life on Earth will go away. Our house is on fire, it's dire, we'll all be DOA. A mass extinction is already here. And if we don't act today, this week, this month, we'll be gone in 8 years. So how dare you? You've stolen my childhood. How dare you? I want you to panic like you should. How dare you? Donald Trump, I'm looking at you. How dare you?
Whoops, I got everybody's mic on but my own. What a genius, huh?
The one that matters.
I have a lame-ass story. I've told it before. But not the, oh, there's, now that's casket ready hair, Bernie Sanders right there. Look, I'm going to take your money. I'm going to give you, look at these simpletons. What a bunch of dumbasses. Honest to God, turn that off. Put on Andy Griffith. I can't look at it anymore. I don't even want to see it out of the corner of my eye. That old communist son of a bitch. Screw him.
I thought the color was off, but he's just pasty.
No, his hair is casket. That's casket
ready hair. Look at him. He's so bright.
I don't want to look at him.
It's tamped down. His hair is tamped down. It's usually sticking out all over.
That's right, because we haven't instituted government hair care yet.
Sniffing the conditioner.
That old prick. He wants to turn us into Cuba. Gel. So anyway, this is in April of 87, I think. I had been on a date. We were watching television.
Ooh.
And
I was
serving through channels. We were looking around. We didn't have as many choices then as you do now. And we went by Jim Baker, and I said, God, that guy just makes my flesh crawl. He's the creepiest looking thing. And she was horrified that I would say such a thing about such a respected man. This is 1987. I said, I'm sorry. There's just something about the look of him that is off-putting. I don't have any yet. Anyway, it was like a week or 10 days later, the whole thing breaks with Jim Baker. And she said, how did you know? And I said, because I'm smart. After considering, because I'm, no, I
you
think
you can pick up on vibes, man.
Yeah. He just struck me as a horrendously phony with his wife and the tears cutting through her makeup, running down her face, and the whole nine yards. I just didn't buy any. I didn't buy Jan and Paul Crouch. I didn't buy any of them. And why are you asking for money from me when you're preaching from the pulpit of a church that must have cost $500 million to build?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the humility of Jesus in that?
Daystar.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, a guest on televangelist Jim Baker's show, I didn't even know, he's out of jail, I guess, and back on TV, suggested on Wednesday that a product sold on his website might be effective at protecting against and killing the novel coronavirus. This claim has already been refuted by the CDC, because there's all kinds of charlatans out there trying to exploit this. I don't know if this will give us some audio or not.
I believe there is such a hatred for our president, and I will say this, and you may say I shouldn't, but I'm going to say it. If they can't get him out by courts and politically and put him in prison somehow. They want him to go to prison. They're applauding now for Trump to go to prison.
Oh, God.
They are. Democrats are.
They will.
But I want the spot on the product that costs $125. And it's crazy now that stuff that should cost like $1.95, like hand sanitizer, is being sold online for $6,000 or whatever it was, $600.
Ridiculous.
I've got a whole bunch of stories on Facebook.
Crazy. I can't believe gas hasn't gone up. All this is happening, and gas is under $2.
No, actually, the gas prices have been down.
Yeah.
Because our president made us energy independent. This thing, yes, it'll knock gas. I've heard estimates as low as $1.50 a gallon. But when it's around $2, it's where it would be had there been normal inflation over the last 40 or 50 years.
And this war with Russia and whoever they're fighting over.
The Saudis.
Yeah, and the fuel war, that should not affect us at all, correct? Because
it's affecting global markets and energy beyond
us.
Yeah, it doesn't drive our price up. It hurts the stock. See, nobody wants to, they're paying $7, $8, $9 a gallon in some European countries that just don't have a smart president. And they're buying into all this global warming crap. And some places actually have decent public transportation. But the value of the stock, which is based on a normal price, comes down when prices crash, when the Saudis deliberately, just to hurt Russia, end up hurting the whole world by cutting their price by 30%. A lot of people who have regular, like the folks that Brandt represents, have oil company stock as part of their, you know,
energy
stocks, yeah. Right. And so it's impacting the world. I paid $1.96 a gallon at MAPCO on Sunday, and I thought, man, this is great.
It's so nice how cheap it is.
In 2008, we were paying over four and a quarter a gallon here. And all Bush did, this shows you how speculative it can be, all Bush did say, I'm going to issue an executive order rescinding the offshore drilling ban. And just from that day, gas peaked at over four. And I had done the Wetumpka Christmas parade that year, 2008. And on the drive back, I saw it at $1.45 at the racetrack or whatever it is on Wetumpka Highway. And I couldn't believe that it had dropped from over four to $1.45.9 a gallon. I don't think we'll see it that low, but
I remember, and it was nice.
I'm a talk show host. I'm an expert on absolutely nothing. One thing that is incredibly fuel efficient, though, is the Kymco scooter. Without sacrificing performance or fun, the Kymco scooter gets over 100 mpg. I mean, that's amazing when you think about it. Scooters, motorcycles, these are things they sell at Adams Motorsports. They're closed today because they're out on their scooters and motorcycles enjoying a beautiful Alabama day. They want you to enjoy it, too. Now, if you've always thought about riding, Terry Adams, our buddy, the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, can set you up with the Motorcycle Foundation Safety Training Program, which will you can learn how to ride in 1 weekend, and it'll help you with your insurance. Then pick something out. They've got a great pre-owned inventory, but all the new products, motorcycles, scooters, jet skis, off-road fun from Polaris, the manufacturers put their money behind it and buy down the credit standards, so decent credit gets you done at the lowest available interest rates. And many in the low single digits at Adams Motorsports. Just stop by and see Terry and his team. They reopen tomorrow through Saturday at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle. Careful how you say Hackle. Somebody will think you got the coronavirus. Hackle. I'm sorry. I think I've been doing this too long today, and I should stop. So I will be stopping soon now that I think about it.
You look good, though.
That's all that matters.
50 hours of this, and you still look casket ready.
I don't care.
Oh, he should have never said that.
You should have never said that.
I still don't get what it... Does it mean your hair is really nice, or your hair is not nice, because you're going to be in a casket and nobody cares? I don't get it, but still.
Well, that, you know, they put you on display. Actually, Deborah, my hairdresser, because nobody knows more about you than your hairdresser.
Exactly.
And She was telling me that she's had several people who knew their time was coming or had said to her, when it does, I want, will you do my hair for me?
Yes.
Are you
I
one of them?
I know people who do that.
Yeah. I mean, some are professionals and do it, or you know, funeral directors or funeral homes have that service available, obviously. But some want their favorite to do that. I don't know that most
because
of them
they know how you like your hair done, and they want you to look like you.
But I'm going into an oven, so it won't matter.
I want a mohawk.
There's no point.
If I'm going to be dead, let's
good
go.
To plan ahead, but you're a long way off.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm expecting to die soon, but
I can give you a mohawk if you want one.
Yeah, before 6 o'clock.
Exactly.
For Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With 3 offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistent excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
Howdy, parents. Saddle up your little buckaroos for a day of cowboy fun at the SLE Rodeo, coming to Garrett Coliseum March 19th through the 21st. Learn more and purchase tickets at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
We all have missions, like mission late-night tacos at the taco truck that only takes cash, but is so worth getting cash for. Whatever your mission, trust e-checking from Navy Federal Credit Union with ATM rebates, no monthly fees, and unlimited taco potential.
Another round?
Mm-hmm. The free account with perks for members. See if you can join today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. ATM fee rebates up to $10 per statement period. Insured by NCUA.
The new best friend moment. The is it my turn to get up moment?
Thanks, Dad.
The they grow up so fast moment. You experience a lot of moments in your home. And at Kidde, we're here to remind you that installing fire safety products can protect them all. So take a moment to shop Kidde today and protect a lifetime of moments ahead. Find Kidde products at the Home Depot.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic got an accident on 85 southbound. This is going to be right near Mulberry Street. Traffic is backed up past Ann Street right there. Use caution as you try to get around that one. 85 northbound, not looking too bad. Outbound, a little slowdown from Taylor Road to Chantilly. 65 north and southbound, looking good. At Taylor Road, near the entrance to East Chase, we have an accident there from earlier this afternoon that is still in play. We're still seeing a lot of congestion there. And up in Wetumpka, right around the car wash, just before the old Montgomery Highway, we had an accident there earlier that is still in play, and we're seeing slow traffic as far back as the Walmart Supercenter in Wetumpka. Use caution there. Buckle up. Drive carefully. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence does best. Training is what makes the system work, and Vicky is the best at training. Call Invisible Fence, 265-2585, for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janny King, the king of clean, for a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
We all have missions, like mission late-night tacos at the taco truck that only takes cash, but is so worth getting cash for. Whatever your mission, trust e-checking from Navy Federal Credit Union with ATM rebates, no monthly fees, and unlimited taco potential.
Another round?
The free account with perks for members. See if you can join today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. ATM fee rebates up to $10 per statement period. Insured by NCUA.
The new best friend moment. The is it my turn to get up moment.
Thanks, Dad.
The they grow up so fast moment. You experience a lot of moments in your home. And at Kidde, we're here to remind you that installing fire safety products can protect them all. So take a moment to shop Kidde today and protect a lifetime of moments ahead. Find Kidde products at the Home Depot.
Hey, everybody. Found a couple of odds and ends here at the end of the day. Water cooler kind of stuff.
Ooh.
Oh, there's Barney dressed up as a woman.
What happened to Barney anyway?
The two busiest Costcos in the U.S. are both in Hawaii.
Really?
One in Honolulu, one in Maui. And, of course, I went over to stop by Saturday morning, needed a couple of things. And it wasn't bad getting in and out. But, man, they have started, well, they shut down their free food.
No more grazing.
A lot of people will be starving from that. But the thing is, when they resume it, there's still going to be a risk if people aren't washing their hands. I mean, this is going to end up in a mania. We're going to have people going to jail because they didn't wash their hands enough.
I'm always scared to grab the free samples. But then when I get enough guts to grab one, I always want like three or four more.
Yeah, I rarely indulge, but because I don't want to be one of those people. I'll look at him grazing over there. Let's see. John Quincy Adams is the first president with a middle name. All right. True the baloney. The United States is one of eight countries that does not have an official language. True the baloney.
Baloney.
Actually, it's true.
What?
An official language.
We speak English.
Come to Miami with me on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Good point.
Although it's gotten better, not worse down there. It really has. That was really a passionate issue in the 80s and 90s. There are still places where you'll feel that way, but... No, the eight countries that don't have an official language, Pakistan, Ethiopia, Somalia, although they're speaking that in Minneapolis these days, and Eritrea, Costa Rica, Bosnia-Herzegovina.